This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-Pack, now extended until the end of August. Order today at EdenPure.com and don't forget to use code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I have been fighting for 17 years. I am willing to throw it all away to say to my senior leaders, I demand accountability.
I bear responsibility for fundamentally all that's happened. But here's the deal.
Hello, welcome to Pass the Buck.
The former president made a deal with the Taliban.
Please quit blaming this on the former president of the United States of America. You are culpable. You alone. The buck stops at your desk.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The fact that you weren't aware whether she was armed or not, did that alter the decision making?
It did not. She was posing a threat to the United States House of Representatives.
He didn't really care if she was armed or not, or unarmed or not. He didn't care. So my agitation level's actually going through the roof right now.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. We're broadcasting live this afternoon from Cape Gunworks in Hyannis. Give yourselves a round of applause. Some days we get bigger crowds because it's raining. Today, it's like the old days at the State House when there'd be no legislature in session, but there'd be people coming in and you'd say, what are you doing here? And the guy would say, they got air conditioning in here. I think it's the same thing here at Cape Gunworks here today. It's a pleasant place to be on a really scorching late summer Friday afternoon. And come on down. We're going to be here all the way. We're going to run a regular show here today till 7 o'clock. So come on down, pick up a free book, and buy some ammo. Check out Cape Gunworks. It's a great place to be. Everybody has a good time here. Get your picture taken with me and or Grace. And we have a good crowd here. We've been having a good time in spite of the terrible, terrible news from Afghanistan. And we're going to get into everything. And if you want to give us a call, the number is, as always, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. And we're starting to get some identifications on some of the people who were killed yesterday at Kabul. And one of them is Maxton Soviak. He's a Navy corpsman, and he's from Shaker Heights, Ohio, a suburb of Cleveland. And it's really sad. His sister posted on Instagram or Facebook, I've never been one for politics and I'm not going to start out now. What I will say is that my beautiful, intelligent, beat to the sound of his own drum, annoying, charming baby brother was killed yesterday helping to save lives. He was a bleeping medic there to help people. Now he is gone and my family will never be the same. There is a large Maxton-sized hole that will never be filled. She wrote alongside a slideshow of images showing the two as children. He was just a kid. We are sending kids over there to die with family, kids with families that now have holes just like ours. I'm not one for praying, but damn, could those kids over there use some right now. My heart is in pieces, and I don't think it'll ever fit back right again. That's the sister of Max Soviak. He was, not Shaker Heights, Berlin Heights. He was on the honor roll and football team when he graduated from Edison High in 2017. The school said in the statement, Max was a good student who was active in sports and other activities throughout his school career. He was well respected and liked by everyone who knew him. His death brought us great sorrow. And another victim was Kareem Nikoui, N-I-K-O-U-I. He was a young Marine from California. And his father, Steve, was interviewed by the Daily Beast. His father, Steve, is a carpenter and a Trump guy. And he said that his father, Steve, said he was happy when that Kareem joined the Marines when Trump was president, because he didn't think that Trump would ever send soldiers needlessly or Marines needlessly into harm's way. And he told Steve Nico, the father, said he spent the day at home because he knew there was a he knew where his son was, and he knew there was a chance that the Marines would be coming, or someone would be coming to deliver him the news. And so he took the day off because he wanted to be there so that the Marines wouldn't tell his wife or his younger son. These are terrible stories. I know they're kind of depressing, but we ought to, you know, face what's going on.
And you know what, Howie? It's, you know, we keep talking about it. It's 13 U.S. service members, but it's 13 families. Like it's like a web, you know. It's 13 people we lost, but the amount of people whose lives are going to be changed now forever is, you know, you can't even count it. It's awful.
Yeah, the father of this Marine in California said Biden turned his back on him. That's it. And that's not from Breitbart or the Daily Caller. That's from the Daily Beast. They're the ones who talk to him.
Well, there's some people asking, you know, is Biden going to go to these funerals? I don't know if the families would have him. You know, he's already been told not to go to the September 11th memorial event because the families don't want him there.
Right. I know. What's he gonna say now? I mean, he did this for a photo op, as you said in your show, and as everybody's noted now. And, you know, what kind of photo op's he going to have now on September 11th? And yesterday he was blaming ISIS-K, and they're going to hunt down ISIS-K. And, you know, who's buying that, you know? And that became all the alt-left media. When I got down here to the Cape last night after the show, I'm looking at you know, to see how everybody's covering it, and all the Biden apologists, the Amen chorus in the Democrat Party, the Democrat operatives with press passes, all the headlines on their websites, their newspapers is Biden vows he will hunt down ISIS. You know, like we're supposed to believe that. You know, I was telling somebody today, I was thinking about what this reminds me of something, and what it reminded me of. There was a guy that was a witness in the Whitey Bulger trial, Ralph DeMacy, and he was in this car that was on Morrissey Boulevard, and with a guy that they were looking for, and two cars full of Winter Hill guys, Whitey and Johnny Matarano, and all these guys, they came up with machine guns and took out the car. And they shot one of the guys, the guy they were looking for, 17 times, killed him. And they shot this guy, Ralph DeMacy, 8 times, believe it or not. And he gets, but the car crashes. And so they say, what happened then? They haven't put him on the witness stand under oath. And he says, then I was shot 8 times, but I got out of the car. All I had was a stiletto. And I started running towards those cars with the machine guns. And they ran away. At that point, and he's just going on, and everybody's rolling their eyes. And at that point, Mr. Brian Kelly, the prosecutor, says, thank you, Mr. DeMacy. Yeah, that's all we'll need from you. Because it was ridiculous. I mean, that's what I felt like with Biden. Biden is the new Ralph DeMacy. He's running in a car full of machine guns with a knife. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, like he's going to hunt all these guys down. He can't even find his way into the White House without walking into the bushes.
Yeah, well, it gets worse. Today, Kabul Kirby, the Pentagon spokesman, was asked, you know, where did all these ISIS-K people suddenly come from? They weren't around 2 months ago. Where did they come from? And he admitted it. They were all locked up at Bagram Air Base as of July 2nd. They were all locked up. All these people that Biden is going to hunt down. Cut 9.
How many ISIS-K prisoners were left at Bagram and are believed to have been released from the prison there? And why weren't they removed before the U.S. pulled out to someplace like Gitmo?
Well, I don't know the exact number. Clearly, it's in the thousands when you consider both prisons, because both of them were taken over by the Taliban and emptied. But I couldn't give you a precise figure.
And again, remember July 2nd? July 2nd was the day when a reporter at the White House in a random act of journalism asked Biden about what was going on in Afghanistan, meaning, you know, fleeing this air base, which was the military nexus of all the U.S. operations in Afghanistan. And do we remember what Biden said? I only want to talk about happy stuff today. I only want to talk about happy stuff today. And now he's Ralph DeMacy, chasing down all these people that he basically let go with a knife. And who's buying it? Nobody's buying it. It's horrible what's going on. There was a third Marine who's been identified as David Lee Espinoza. He's from Laredo, Texas, and he was identified by the police department. They you know, not as a perp or anything, but they just knew who he was. He was a resident of Laredo, and we'll know more as the days go by. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. And we'll be back. We have a great Cheap Bastard deal coming up in just a moment, and we're going to take a lot of your calls this afternoon, and we got a lot planned. Howie Carr Show listeners love Balance 7. When I was at my remote in Dorchester last Friday, a lady listener said to me, "Thanks for turning me on to Balance 7. It has really helped me feel better. My daughter Charlotte takes it right before bed, and the mailroom manager likes it throughout the day. Balance 7 has helped me with all my aches and discomfort. I've been using Balance 7 for months now and wish I'd learned about it years ago. Balance 7 is a clear mineral liquid that you take 3 times a day to break down the acids in your body. Often I'm asked to try products and can be very skeptical of claims, but with Balance 7, everything I was told turned out to be 100% true."
Yeah, it really does work really well, and I always get acid reflux, but I don't get it anymore because I take a little Balance 7 every day.
Yeah, it's just good. And as you get older, you start to have arthritis in your joints, all that stuff. It's good for a number of things just because it cuts down on the amount of acid. If you've been holding off, don't wait any longer. When I take Balance 7, I don't feel my energy fading as the day wears on. I have a jug at the studio, a jug at home, and a jug down here on the Cape. Balance 7 reduces the acids that build up in your body over time. All you do is drink a small shot of the liquid 3 times a day, and you will feel the difference in 24 hours. If you suffer from heartburn, acid reflux, or joint discomfort, then give Balance 7 a try. This week, new customers can put in code Howie and receive a free bottle of their My Smooth Skin Spray. That's balance7.com, code word Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr, keeping the hacks on their toes every weekday from 3 to 7.
We've got to protect our phony baloney job, gentlemen. We must do something about this immediately. Harumph, 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 harumph.
I didn't get a harumph out of that guy.
The Howie Carr Show returns after this. He's the undisputed king of New England talk radio.
No brag, just fact.
Howie Carr.
It's Howie Carr's Cheap Bastard Deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a steal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr Cheap Bastard Deal.
Howie Carr, the cheapest bastard around.
We're at the Cape Gun Works in Hyannis, and this is the kind of deal, a cheap bastard deal, where I think there'll be people that are in the audience right here in the room will be ordering these cheap bastard deals, because this is a great cheap bastard deal from the Cape. And it's to Bucatino Restaurant in Falmouth. Fresh local ingredients, a nice bottle of wine, Italian ambiance, and a table surrounded by family and friends are what make your dining experience in Bucatino one to remember. From traditional favorites like chicken parm and bolognese to the biggest stuffed meatball I've seen in my life, every dish will have your mouth watering. So right now, while supplies last, you can purchase a $50 gift card to Bucatino Restaurant for just $25. Get yours by going to HowieCarshow.com and clicking store. HowieCarshow.com, clicking store. But it's not only good at Bucatino, it's also good at the Quarter Deck, which is also in Falmouth Center, and at the Pilot House in Sandwich, which is a seasonal place. And joining us now is Bob Jarvis, the owner and operator of Bucatino Restaurant. And he brought us, Grace and I, an amazing lobster sandwich, lobster salad sandwich. And it's on Portuguese bread. I asked him if he's Portuguese, and he said, nah, he's just from the Cape. He likes Portuguese bread. So I like Portuguese bread, too. Bob, it's a great sandwich, and thank you. Thanks for doing this with us.
Oh, no problem, Harvey. Thanks for having me.
So if I didn't have the lobster sandwich, what would my next best thing to get order be?
So down at the quarter deck, the grilled swordfish, we do it both with either anchovy butter, the old school,
yeah,
or lemon butter, and the big stuffed lobster. You can't go wrong.
Oh, sounds good. And the Pilot House, we were talking about that. That's a seasonal place. And you say, you know, people get, you know, gets cold and dark, and, you know, so people don't want to be there. I love that kind of, you know, ambiance, looking out over the water and everything.
I love the stormy weather.
Yeah, it's good. The Pilot House must have been nice last week if you could avoid the giant puddles that the governor warned us against getting down
there.
Yeah,
huge hurricane party going on.
That's great. So you guys are open 7 days a week.
Yes.
7 days a week, open for lunch?
Lunch and dinner.
Lunch and dinner. Yep. So it's so you can use these anywhere, basically. So
all
this
three.
Is all three restaurants. It's a hell of a deal. I mean, $50 gift card for just $25.
And, cheap bastards.
I hope some of you guys are going to be ordering these. They won't be lasting long. I'll tell you that. So do you have a good selection of wine, all that kind of stuff?
At Buca,
full
bar, tons of wine around the world. So not just Italian, California, all the way.
How long you been open?
We've been there 6 years.
6 years at Bucatino.
Right.
And then you had the quarter deck has been around.
20 years we've been there.
20 years. And how about the Pilot House?
7 years.
So you're expanding.
A little bit.
And what's the help situation? I'll give you a chance to have a free ad. I'll bet you're hiring, Bob Jarvis.
We are hiring all three places.
Will you hire some of these guys in here if they want a job?
Send them in. We're trying to stay open 7 days a week, and it's not going to be easy. So, we're hiring. We got our hand up.
And you're competing against every other restaurant on the Cape, too,
we're
right?
We're all in the same boat.
I just had the tacos. Amazing.
Oh, thank you.
Really delicious. And the guacamole, chef's kiss.
Oh, thank you so much.
I highly encourage everyone to check this out.
That's great. So what's the biggest problem you've had with the help? I mean, do people make appointments to come in and then they just don't show up so they can keep
it going? Ride the wave. That's what we call it. They'll answer the ad or fill out an app. We'll call them. Radio silence.
Yeah, because they just need to have two, three places to say, I was at Bucatino. You want to call up Bob? I applied. He's got my application.
That's right.
And then, but you never heard.
We don't hear anything. And if we had a straight line to unemployment, to the state office, would help the cause. So we could, you know, let them know, hey, we're trying to hire these people. Here are the names, but that does not exist. So
yeah, well, supposedly September 6th, it's going to come to an end. I know. I'm a skeptic myself. They're going to try to keep the scam going.
Of course.
But anyway, Bucatino Restaurant in Falmouth. This is a $50 gift card. You can get it for $25 right now, and the Bucatino gift card is also good for the Quarter Deck, which is in Falmouth Center, and also the Pilot House in Sandwich. And they're all great restaurants, and they're great value, and you're really going to enjoy it. You're going to enjoy yourself, and again, if you want a job, you can come on down too. Take your gift card, have a nice meal, and then get hired. Go into the back room and do anything, and maybe you could work out in the front too as well. All right, 844-500-4242. Bob Jarvis, thank you so much for bringing out Smooth. Give Bob a...
Thanks, Howie.
Get to the Bucatino, the Quarter Deck, and the Pilot House and Sandwich. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers studio.
The topic is yesterday the Conservative Transparency Group, Judicial Watch, released Secret Service records on dog bites involving the first dog, Major. One email said that Secret Service agents were bitten every single day for 8 days from March 1st to March 8th, and that a White House visitor was as well. At a March 9th briefing, you only described one biting incident to us and described the dogs as being herded, whisked back to Delaware on a pre-planned trip to visit family friends. Obviously, that is not the world's most important story, but it is significant because we expect honest information even for minor stories. So can you explain to us why there was a kind of misleading account presented to us? And if we can't get honest information about minor stories, why should we have faith in the administration's account for larger issues like Afghanistan?
I know you do keep the dog in the news in the briefing room, so thank you for that. As we've stated previously, Major has had some challenges adjusting to life in the White House. He has been receiving additional training, as well as spending some time in Delaware, where the environment is more familiar to him and he is more comfortable. I don't have any additional specifics, but I think that speaks to where Major is located, to be fully transparent and your ongoing interest in the dog.
The bottom line is he's at a farm in Delaware. I didn't know they had that many farms in Delaware. It's kind of a small state, but I guess they have a few because that's where Major is. And I like the fact that he's biting people, but it's a challenge for Major. How about the people he's biting? Is it a challenge for them?
Well, you know what? This administration, and specifically Jen Psaki, they're always trying to downplay any, you know, questions of transparency with, like, they make it seem as if they gaslight. They make it seem as if the people asking it are asking dumb questions. And the same thing happened with the logs of Delaware. They aren't going to release the visitor logs. And they say, well, you know, Joe Biden doesn't want people to know when his family's coming in and out. And it's our problem for wanting the logs. But if they lie about the dog, if they lie about people who are going to Joe Biden's house in Delaware, then they're going to lie about Bagram Airfield. They're going to lie about the big stuff.
Right. No, and I'm surprised that we don't have a story already from somebody, anonymous sources at the Pentagon, saying that, no, they didn't tell them to shut down Bagram Air Base, especially now that we know that they had all these ISIS-K prisoners that Biden is now so concerned about. He wasn't that concerned on July 2nd, was he? 844-500-4242-508 says, I'm at the Pilot House every Friday for lunch. Outdoor bar. Patty and Tim at the ready. Haddock chowder only on Fridays. Top notch. This is where we've got the cheap bastard deal. Was visiting Sandwich this summer. The Pilot House was fantastic. Went there every chance I got. Ate outside and inside. It was awesome. So it's getting some good reviews, and again, I guess we will have a few gift certificates left, but we won't have many left. 844-500-4242, and you can order the gift certificates to Bucatino and the Pilot House and the Quarterdeck at HowieCarShow.com. Click on store. Okay, we have a great poll question today, I think, or it's an interesting poll question, I should say. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn on Cape Cod. Take advantage of their $199 room rate for this October. These go fast, so don't delay. Reserve your ocean view room today at NausetBeachInn.com. You know, there's been a lot of talk about Joe Biden leaving office. He's obviously non compos mentis, and, you know, the person behind him is just as terrible and not very smart either, Kamala Harris, and behind her comes Nancy Pelosi. But, it gets worse. Maybe not worse, but it doesn't get better. Let me put it that way. So this is our poll question today. Taylor, what is our poll question and what are the results thus far?
Which of the people currently in line for the presidency would harm the U.S. the least? Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Nancy Pelosi, Patrick Leahy, Anthony Blinken, Janet Yellen, Lloyd Austin, or Merrick Garland?
And the only reason there aren't more is because we only have room for so many slots. As we work our way further down, we run into Gina Raimondo of Rhode Island fame. And a couple of slots down from her, Marty Walsh. What do all these people have in common? They don't give a bleep about wearing the masks they want you to wear. Right? All of them have been known, except for Austin, maybe, because Austin's insane. He wears a windshield over his eyes. Except for him, I think they've all been busted at least once or twice for not wearing masks. When I look at that list, you know, as sick as it is, and again, we don't have one. We don't have suicide is not an option on the poll. I'm going to vote. I'm going to say Joe Biden is the least bad of that crew.
Only 3% say he'd do the least damage.
Really?
30% say Patrick Leahy.
Let me tell you, that 30% of you have never watched him on a morning hearing in the Senate.
Because the way the question's worded, 3% think Joe Biden would most. It's weird. All right, so only 3% say Joe Biden would do the least amount of harm. But 30% say Patrick Leahy. 27% say Janet Yellen.
Yeah, I would probably go Yellen.
I don't know. Janet Yellen is. She's pretty weak too. She's an Obama Clinton person, isn't she?
But it can't get any worse.
It can always get worse, Grace.
That's true.
All right.
Is Major an option?
All right. So this is a weird poll question today. So there you go. But I mean This just goes to show how weak his whole cabinet is, though. You know, I mean, it's just they're all terrible. All of them are terrible. Anyway, now it's time for Grace's News.
Yes, Howie, thank you for having me. Biden and Dr. Fauci are discussing requiring COVID booster shots every 5 months, which begs the question. In this new world we live in where you can be segregated, vaccinated versus unvaccinated, are we going to add in, you know, boosted versus unboosted? Are the people who aren't boosted, let's say you're vaccinated, like you, and then you say, yeah, I'm not going to get the booster. Do you get grandfathered in to the beautiful people life, the sophisticated life, or are you ostracized as a non-booster?
I don't know. What I don't understand, when I was a kid, you know, every year or so, I would be taken to the doctor, and they would give me a booster shot, but it was once a year. I never heard of this booster shot every five months it is now?
Yeah, and most people's health insurance, I mean, it covers like one doctor's appointment a year, so they better be amping up my free appointments. What am I? I'm paying on my own dime to come in and get a booster shot every 5 months? Who can keep up with this schedule?
781 says, is it time to go back to the old system where you would have or could have the vice president and president be from different parties?
Oh.
This guy's almost as old as Joe Biden. I think they did away with that system in like 1804.
And there's another story, Howie, that I wanted to get your take on. This isn't political, but I think it's nice. On a Friday, break it up a little bit. Newlyweds send a bill to the guests who were no-shows for their wedding. The honeymoon's over for a pair of newlyweds who were so steaming mad at two no-shows at their wedding that they reportedly hit them with a $240 bill to cover their costs. No show, no call guests adding, I don't think I've ever seen a wedding reception invoice before. The HuffPost editor shared the photo. It's an invoice for $240. And I guess my question is, Howie, whose side are you on? It is really rude to RSVP for a wedding and not show up.
I think so. But I think they should have just let it slide.
I kind of like it. I kind of like the idea of holding people accountable in our society. You don't show up, you pay the bill.
See, the reason Grace is obsessed with this issue is she's getting married in November, and she's worried about mask mandates coming back.
Well, today they do come back to Boston. That's just an update.
That's true.
I haven't heard anything about it, though. But my sister...
Yeah, did they blow reveille for COVID at like 4:30 in the morning and say, you know, up and at them. We're going back into Boston. Yep. And then a couple of them went to Brookline. They said, no, only Boston.
Well, I had Frank Mendoza on, I think it was earlier this week, and he said, but it feels like it was 10 years ago because of all the news that's happened, but he said the mask mandate comes back Friday at 8 p.m. So he's like, so how does that work? Am I going to have people in the restaurant?
Oh, 8 p.m. So the reveille hasn't blown yet.
But I was
They're all coming back from their day passes.
Howie, I was talking to my
sister. Will the MPs be rounding them up so that they can get to work on infecting people in the city of Boston starting at 8 o'clock tonight?
I was talking to my sister, and she's been going into Boston since everything opened back up. And she was like, me and my friends are, you know, we're spending good money at these bars because we're, you know, getting back, you know, to regular life. And she said, none of us are going to, they'll go to Quincy. They'll go to, like, a bar in Milton. They're not going to go into Boston now if they have to wear masks. Most people, young people at bars, I hate to break this to everybody, are trying to meet people. It's kind of like a meetup. You might meet a guy. You're not going to meet a guy when you have a mask on your face. Unless you have incredible eyes.
It's not good for business. There's no question about it. Did you see that Kim Janey, who issued this, she slipped into third place in the latest poll?
Good.
You know, and she's the acting mayor. And the thing is that what I don't understand is that all the people in the poll are supporting this. It seems like there's a real opening for somebody to be against this ridiculous mask mandate that has nothing to do with anything.
No, it's absolutely insane. Howie, and lastly, I know you brought this up yesterday, but I think I missed it, and I would like to get your take on it. Prosecutors won't challenge RFK assassin's bid for freedom.
It's terrible.
He's facing his 16th parole hearing on Friday, and for the first time, prosecutors will not fight to keep him behind bars. How do you say his name, Sirhan?
Sirhan.
He's now 77. He's lost 15 bids for freedom, with his last parole board being in 2016, and they're thinking that it might happen today, I think.
I hope not. It's ridiculous, and, you know, what they're saying is, well, Bobby Kennedy Jr., you know him, his voice is not what it used to be. And he was touching everything but the third row. You know, he's got a checkered past. But he apparently now says, well, I don't think you killed my father. But it's kind of a moot point because, you know, if Sirhan didn't kill him, then one of the bodyguards just hit a bullet, went astray and killed Bobby Kennedy. If Sirhan is not in that kitchen area of the Ambassador Hotel, now defunct in L.A., Bobby Kennedy doesn't get killed, you know?
All right. Now, at risk of sounding dumb, to put it... How did it end up happening? Like you said, if he wasn't in the kitchen, but like what was the setup? They thought he was running towards him because he's in all the pictures.
Bobby Kennedy won the California primary over Eugene McCarthy, and he probably wasn't going to get the nomination anyway, let alone be elected. But he had basically eliminated McCarthy. Humphrey was going to get the nomination, the vice president. But so he said, so now and it's on to Chicago, where the convention was going to take place. And he's leaving, and he's going from the hall where the rally took place, the victory speech. He's going through the kitchen, and he's headed to his wayward brother-in-law's hipster bar, Peter Lawford's bar, for the party. And so he's going through the kitchen, and Sirhan has got it staked out, and he just comes out and shoots Bobby Kennedy. And so Bobby's got bodyguards with him, obviously, and the bodyguards open fire, and they start shooting too. And there's bullets flying everywhere. It's like the same thing with Huey Long when he was killed in Baton Rouge in 35. You know, it turns out the guy, the doctor who would, you know, drawn a short straw to shoot him, he didn't end up killing him. He got killed himself. One of the bodyguards killed Senator Long. And that's what Bobby Kennedy thinks, or Bobby Kennedy Jr. thinks happened. But again, if Sirhan doesn't pull out his gun and start firing, he's still alive. Bobby Kennedy.
Now, which book, Kennedy Babylon 1 or 2, do you write the most about Bobby Kennedy?
I would say probably volume 1, because that's when I get into Marilyn Monroe.
So you guys can go to Howie Carson.
Figuratively speaking, I get into her. You understand? Bobby, not so figuratively.
HowieCarshow.com to buy Kennedy Babylon 1 or 2.
Either
or you can come down to Cape Gunworks and get a free Kennedy Babylon 2.
You can get two of them together. We have a special deal with both of them at HowieCarshow.com.
So and I'll be back at 5:30 for Police Blotter Facts Friday.
All right. 808 says Sirhan will be out before the January 6th, folks. That's a possibility. Protecting my family is my number one priority, but I want to do it safely. Taser believes that safer self-defense is better self-defense. Taser's line of non-lethal self-protection devices are small and lightweight enough to carry with you or in your glove compartment or purse. Yet they're powerful enough to incapacitate an attacker. Guns carry unnecessary risks for you and those around you. Even pepper spray can be dangerous and ineffective. Taser products are safer and easy to use. They use an electrical charge to immobilize attackers for up to 30 seconds, allowing you time to escape and send emergency dispatch to your GPS location. More than 237,000 lives have been saved with the Taser network of devices. Protect yourself and your family with Taser's line of smart self-defense products. Taser devices are available without a permit in most U.S. states. Get Taser Pulse Plus or Taser Strike Light at Taser.com with promo code Howie. Save 15% now at Taser.com promo code Howie. Spelled TASER.com promo code Howie. Restrictions apply. See site for details. I'm Howie Carr.
Be a part of the show. Call 844-500-4242. And mind your manners.
People lose teeth talking like that. If you want to hang around, you'll be polite.
The Howie Carr Show will return in a moment. Need a shoulder to cry on?
Do not implore him for compassion. Do not beg him for forgiveness. Do not ask him for mercy.
We'll take it somewhere else, Cupcake. The Emperor of Hate, Howie Carr, is back.
Our cheap bastard deals did go quickly. They're sold out now. The gift cards are good at Bucatino and Falmouth, the Quarter Deck and Falmouth Center, and the Pilot House and Sandwich.
Get the fish tacos. They're so good.
The lobster sandwich isn't bad either, and the meatballs are pretty good as well. And thanks to Bob Jarvis, the owner and operator, for coming by with all the food and everything. 844-500-42. We'll only be here till 6. I was misinformed about how long we're going to be here tonight, but we'll be here till 6. So if you're just in the area and you want to cool off and see a great gun range and a great gun shop and get a free book, et cetera, stop on by. 844-500-4242. Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, Howie. How are you?
Good.
Thanks for having me. Yeah. So we're supposed to believe Biden's going to get the people who did this. Have they got the people who did Benghazi yet? You know?
No. That's, you know what? That's a very good point. They haven't, obviously. Yeah. And I mean, you know, it's more a misdirection. I mean, he's talking about we're gonna track him down, and you know, he tries to convince us that he's really interested in finding them after his ridiculous decisions released all these people that he now says are killing U.S. servicemen. What the hell? I mean, it's not like this happened 20 years ago. You know, this isn't like we choked off Japan's ability to get imports, and then 10 years later we get hit on Pearl Harbor. This was less than 2 months ago that he let all these guys go. Thanks for the call, Joe. We'll be back. We got a lot more to get to today. I'm Howie Carr.